Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
Chapter 35 of the book of Ezekiel. Now we have in place the revived Roman Empire, Syria and Egypt, the coalition of nations, Russia, Turkey, Sudan, Ethiopia, Libya, all ready to come against Israel in the attack. Chapter 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord, by the way, Ezekiel chapters 33 to 48 are all future. In the book of Ezekiel, the first 32 chapters were prophecies that had to take place because Ezekiel was prophesying to the Jewish people in the captivity in Babylon of what was going to happen. Do you know in the first 32 chapters of the book of Ezekiel, for 7.5 years, Ezekiel could not say a word except that which God gave him to say? He was totally dumb. Not dumb, not smart, but dumb, not talk. He couldn't say anything except what God put in his mouth. And that prophecy is fulfilled. The 32 chapters in the beginning of Ezekiel prophesies what's going to happen then. Chapter 33 rehearses that the city of Jerusalem is destroyed. He is then given back his speech. God recommissions him to be a prophet to the people. He said, I want to make you a watchman. Hear my word and warn the people. But the message is changed from retribution in the first 32 chapters to restoration in the last 16 chapters. He's talking about restoring the people, chapter 34, 18 times. He says, I will, I will, I will, I will. I'll bring them back into the land. I'll set them over the mountains. I will do it. That's what he says. I will do it, he says. Chapter 36, he talks about the land 35 times, placing them there. Chapter 38, the coalition of nations coming against Israel because they're in the land. Chapter 37 is the Valley of Dry Bones, how they come into the land. But here in chapter 35 is a message of warning. In this message of restoration, there's a message of retribution to a people that live in Mount Seir. Look here. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, O Mount Seir, I am against thee. I will stretch out my hand against thee. I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste. Thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. He's talking about Mount Seir. You say, wait a minute, man. Who in the world is Mount Seir? Well, I'm glad you asked. Look back to Genesis just for a second. Genesis 36. Genesis 36. And each of these I could go an hour on, so please excuse me for being somewhat shallow as we go through. Chapter 36 of Genesis. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Who's the third lower portion of modern-day Jordan? Edom. Okay? He goes ahead to explain that they're going to have to move out of the land because it says in verse 7, the riches, talking about Esau and Jacob now, for their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Both Esau and Jacob had become so wealthy, had such large families with all the servants they had acquired, they had no capability of both living in the land of what we know as Israel. Chapter 37 says Jacob stays in Canaan in Israel. Chapter 36 says, now I'm going to have to send you out of the land. Verse 8, thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Now who is Mount Seir? Mount Seir is Edom. Mount Seir is the lower third of modern day Jordan. Mount Seir is where the descendants of Esau go to live. Mount Seir is a mountain range where a famous city is located called Petra. That impregnable city. Now go back to chapter 35 of Ezekiel. Chapter 35 of Ezekiel. He's going to bring a judgment against Mount Seir, against the Edomites. And then he says, here's the reason, verse 5, because thou hast a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity. Remember, all of this is future from the time that Ezekiel was there. Look at verse 9. I will make thee a perpetual desolation, and thy city shall not return. He's talking to the Edomites. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 10. Because thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thy envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. Talking to the descendants of Esau, Edom, those living in Mount Seir. He said, you brought your sword up, you shed the blood of the Jewish people, your brother, I'm going to bring you into judgment. Verse 12, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel. They are a desolate nation, they will given us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me. I don't have time to really develop this. Let me tell you who he's talking about. He's talking about the people today who are coming into Israel to try to take it back. On the mountains of Israel, they're blaspheming God. He's talking about, I'm going to come in a time to take you when you're two states. The Jewish people are in the land. There's one Israel. But let me tell you something. And again, I don't have time to develop this. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 24 is talking about two sticks. One stick has Israel on it. One stick has Judah on it. Put them in your hand, Ezekiel. When you put them in your hand and close your hand, when you open them up, those two sticks will be one. What is that talking about? Well, again, I'm cheating, but let me just tell you what it's talking about. It's talking about when the Jewish people in the land during the tribulation period become two states, Israel and Judah. It's certainly not talking about the 10 tribes that were lost, because they were never lost, honey. God has always had them. The Assyrians tried to destroy them, but when the Babylonians took over Assyria, they took all the remnant of them in. You study the book of Ezra, the first six chapters, in fact, chapter 1 and 2, talks about all the Jews being back in the land. You go to the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 5, on the day of Pentecost there were Jews from every nation gathered in Israel. When Jesus started to send out the disciples, Matthew chapter 10 verses 5, and said, don't go to the Gentiles, but go to the whole house of Israel. The Jews have always been in the land after the Babylonian captivity. All 12 tribes have been there. That's proven scripturally. So what's it talking about? One nation in the land that becomes two nations. And since November 5th, 1995, when Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated, the nation of Israel has been dividing apart. In the election in May of 1996, a CNN reporter stood up and said, the nation of Israel has divided into the 12 tribes. And this right here is a constitution for the state of Judah. And you see Israel's leaders continue to give away the land. And the Orthodox Jews, as it did in 1 Kings 11, when the religious divided from the secular, you're going to see the second state of Israel, Judah. There's the Constitution. I talked to the personalities who are ready to do it. They have elected a prime minister, a foreign minister, and a defense minister. They're ready to establish the second state.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this Alignment of the Nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...